ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters we have been talking about the purpose of our creation and that is the ibadah of allah subhanahu wa taala allah subhanahu wa taala jalla jalaluhu created us for his ubudiyah and ubudiyah starts with obedience and that is why allah subhanahu wa taala mentioned this in the quran in many places in the stories of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the story of Musa alayhi salam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Musa alayhi salam he was supposed to go there with the leaders of his people and Musa alayhi salam arrived earlier the leaders were still coming Musa alayhi salam came earlier so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him why is it you came before your people and Musa alayhi salam said wa ajiltu rabbi litarda wa ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda Musa alayhi salam said I came in a hurry to you my rab so that you are pleased with me wa ajiltu ujlat se aaye wa ajiltu that is the root word wa ajiltu ilayka to you rabbi my rab litarda that you are pleased with me Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wait for the time of the salah to begin And he would pray immediately, as soon as the time of the salah began. The terminating times of the salawat are only as an indicator to show you until what time you can pray that salah. The terminating time is not so that you delay your salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned the tendency to delay salah and sent lanat on the people who do it. In the surah which we read without understanding the meaning in so many salawat, which is, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you seen those people who deny the religion? يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينَ جھوٹ بولتا ہے دین کے اندر أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينَ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Allah said, there is lanat on the people who pray. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ They are the people who delay their salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ And who pray to show. دِكھاوَا کرتے ہیں نماز کے اندر. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ And stop people from doing small good things. چھوٹی چیزیں کیوں کرنا. So delaying of salah is a indicator of lack of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. That is why the attitude always comes before the action. That is the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innamal amalu bin niyat. He did not say innamal niyatu bil amal. He did not say the niyat is based on the amal. He said the amal is based on the niyat. If the niyat is wrong, the amal is wrong. Even though the amal in itself, for example, take salah, that is Surah Ma'un is a very good example from the Quran itself, so nobody can deny it. Salah is the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody who deliberately leaves salah has left Islam. Not my fatwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. But that same salah, when you delay it, and why do we delay it? There is only one reason to delay salah for anybody, anywhere in the world, which is personal convenience. Aur kya dusri kya wajah? There is no other reason. Not convenient for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who the hell cares whether it's not convenient for you? The salah time begins at a particular time for a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you in his masjid at that time. You say, no, not convenient for me. Then what does it mean? That is the attitude that you are bringing to the salah. Allah says, salah is thrown back in your face. We don't need your salah. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ So it's something that I demand myself and you. Be very, very clear in your mind. As far as the attitude is concerned, if the attitude is wrong, the amal is not acceptable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And we will discover that when we see Malakul Maut, not before that. Delaying salah is not jaiz in Islam. Delaying salah brings the itab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah must be prayed at the time that it comes. So that is the reason why be very, very clear about this. The beginning of ubudiyah is the issue of attitude. And I gave you examples all from the Quran and from the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Final issue is with regard to what does not delaying and what does waiting for the salah, what does it indicate? The positive side of it. About Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, It is said, his servant said to somebody who asked him, he said he prays one salah and waits for the next salah. And in between the two period, he recites Quran. He was a big businessman, he used to do business. But in the business, constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. In Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah said, after you finish the salah, go and seek look for the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But continue the zikr of Allah, kathiran, even more, a great deal. Why? Because in the marketplaces, in the business places, we don't have the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the masjid, you came from salah. But when you go into the marketplaces, your tendency to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much higher. So Allah said, wadhkurullaha kathira. Do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. The purpose of our existence is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is ubudiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why it is very, very important for us to keep this in mind and ensure that in all our actions in life, we demonstrate this willingness to obey. And as I said, final point, if you think about it, when iPhones got released, and almost every release of a new iPhone, what do we hear about people and what do they do? They go and wait. They go and camp on the pavement in places. They go and sleep on the pavement. Can you think of anything more stupid than that? To buy one phone, they are not even giving it to you for free. You're going and paying money for it. And the initial price is much higher than the later price. Can you think of anything more stupid than that? That you actually go and sleep on the pavement in order to be able to get into the shop first to buy that phone, to pay money and buy the phone. It is the mercy of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had judged us on this basis, if Allah simply had said, how many of you are waiting before the salah time begins for the salah? And those who do not wait for the salah time to begin before salah will be thrown into Jahannam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said this, I don't know how many of us would have gone to Jannah at all. Yeh toh Allah ka karam hai, Allah ta'ala chhodte hai. People sitting and waiting. Why? Because they love that phone. They want that phone in their lives. They're willing to pay for that phone. They're willing to go and camp on the footpath, on the pavement for the salah to begin. Where in your life have you heard of anybody who has, any Muslim who has ever camped on the footpath waiting for the masjid to open? Have you ever heard this? Seriously, we need to take stock of our lives and stop living like animals. Just something happens morning, night, morning, night, morning, night. Subeh hui, sham hui, subeh hui, sham hui. That is not the way of living our lives. Let us be very clear in our lives. Make sure that we live our lives in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And the first part of that obedience is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time the salah begins. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.